Well, Matt, I know it's a very exciting time here in Pinehurst. Anytime you host the U.S. Open, that's pretty exciting. But buckled into that right in front of this, only a couple months before you've got a brand new golf course, something that doesn't happen a lot these days, from one of the great architects, Tom Doak, opening here in Pinehurst, Aberdeen, I believe, technically. But still, all in all, a great time for someone in your position here.
Yeah, absolutely, Roy. Thanks for having me. 2024 is going to be such a special year for us. As you mentioned, with number 10 opening up, a Tom Doak design led by Angela Moser, his lead design associate. And then, of course, the U.S. Open in June of this year, the 124th playing on Pinehurst number 2. And to be able to host all the world's greats at this summer is just going to be incredibly special. And we're really excited.
Well, tell us a little bit about, we'll start with the U.S. Open. I know so many people really looking forward to it. Maybe a relief that the last time the Open was here, I believe you had to turn around and do another one the week after, which will happen again down the road, but not this time. So you kind of get your U.S. Open feet wet a little bit here with just only having one. But, you know, how much have you and maybe some of your staff had to get out there, and along with Bob Farron, your award-winning director of grounds, and walk around with Bill Kaur and Ben Crenshaw and make sure everything is just the way the USGA wants it?
Well, it's been a process. You know, we constantly meet with the USGA to make sure that we're meeting their timelines and the golf course is ready for championship play. John Jeffries, superintendent on course number 2, Kevin Robinson and Bob Farron meet with the USGA agronomy team on a regular basis as well to do regular walkthroughs. Really, the preparation started a while ago with some bunker reconstruction and renovation work. Now it's really tying up the loose ends. We're adding more wire grass to the hard pan sandy waste areas and really trying to get the golf course all dialed in. From an operations standpoint, we're meeting regularly with their logistics and operations team. This U.S. Open is going to look a little bit different than any other U.S. Open in the past here, with the majority of hospitality being on course. Previously, it was kind of confined to just specific areas. Used to be where the driving range took place, and then also on course fours, first and 18th fairway. This year, we're spreading out the on-course hospitality to be able to give the patrons more of a fan experience, being able to see the golf being played from their chalets, and we're really excited to provide a top-notch fan experience.
Well, I'm sure it will be. I know everybody's looking forward to when the U.S. Open goes to one of the great venues in golf. As you move forward here through this process, is it any different now that, and I know a lot of USGA people have lived in the Pinehurst area for a long time, including when Mike Davis was there as CEO, it seemed like a lot of his staffers, well, where do you really live? No, not in New Jersey. I live in Pinehurst. They used to call Pinehurst Championships a home game, but now with the USGA having a new building across the parking lot, is it more common to see some of their people trooping around here looking at things as you now get within just over 4 months to the U.S. Open?
It is. And to your point, a lot of these individuals refer to Pinehurst as a home game. A lot of our kids go to the same schools as one another. So not only are they colleagues, but they're friends, and it's a true pleasure to have them now stationed on our campus. So yes, we see them a lot more. You know, you might see them come up to Thistledew, our 18-hole putting course, for their lunch break, or just walking around campus for a leisurely stroll, you know, post lunch, or just to get a little bit of fresh air. So it's really nice to have them on property with us, and we're really looking forward to a long-term relationship with them.
How has it been for you and your team due to the fact that there's been so much construction kind of going on around that? It's not just the building of the USGA building and the building of the World Golf Hall of Fame as it returns and the USGA Museum as some of it relocates down here as well, but there's been a lot of work in the main clubhouse building. There's been work outside, and I know you can't even come through the front door of this building right now. You got to find another route for here to kind of get in as things get ready, and as the hotels, including the Carolina where I'm staying, seeing all the workmen down there pulling down the paintings and trying to get everything just right in place for June.
Well, it's really been over the past few years. It's been all hands on deck getting ready for the 2024 U.S. Open, when all eyes of the golf world are on us. Starting off, as you mentioned, with the Carolina renovation, we've redone all the rooms at the Carolina and the main stack, and we're just really thrilled with that. I'm sure I'm going to leave out probably five different projects that we've done, but we recently redid the old Ryder Cup into the Carolina Vista Lounge, just a really beautiful bar, small bites restaurant now located where the Ryder Cup used to be previously located. As you mentioned, the main hallway of the main clubhouse is under renovation at the moment, and it's about a 7-month, 8-month project, if not a little bit longer. And we're bringing it up to the 21st century experience, if you will. We're going to have some digital displays with U.S. Open highlights of Michelle Wee, you know, winning the 2014 Women's U.S. Open, to Payne Stewart making the 15-foot putt on the 18th green in 1999. So we're really going to bring a cool digital immersive experience into the hallway, as well as line up all of our championship trophies on display throughout, and really just, you know, raise the bar a little bit. Downstairs of the members club, we completely did a full renovation of the locker rooms and all of downstairs, and it's going to be spectacular for the players. Now they have a tunnel going out from the members locker room straight out to the first tee of number two. Almost, I say it referring to almost like a gladiator kind of experience for them walking out of the tunnel right into the grand coliseum, if you will, of the first tee and number two. So with all that, and then just right down the street, 5 miles down, you know, we're building an entire campus with number 10, and it's going to be just really wonderful, and we're just so excited to open that on April 3rd.
Payne Stewart's putt here at Pinehurst, one of the most dramatic endings to a U.S. Open ever, and it just so happens that this year is the 25th anniversary of him doing that. I don't know if this is a better question for somebody at the USGA, but is Pinehurst trying to plan something? Will anything be going on to commemorate the 25th anniversary of Payne's last major win?
So, you know, I can't answer that in complete description, but I can tell you that anytime anybody walks on property, Payne Stewart's name is always spoken about and discussed. So his legacy lives on, and the 25th anniversary of him winning in 1999 will certainly be prevalent in 2024.
Well, you mentioned number 10, and I know for a long time, and Tom Pashley and I spoke about this several times, what's going to happen to the Pitt property, and he told me Ben Crenshaw and Bill Corr were out there and looking at things, and it turned into routing or three. And, you know, I run into Bill Corr in Florida, and he's like, if you're stopping in Pinehurst, ask Tom Pashley when we're going to start. Tell him Ben and I aren't getting any younger. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, yes, we're moving forward on that property, and we're bringing Tom Doak in. And I think jaws dropped everywhere. What happened to Ben and Bill? And it was simply a scheduling thing, but you still got one of the greatest architects in golf today. And it seems like there's a level of excitement building to see this brand new course that's part of the Pinehurst Resort.
Yes, Tom Doak, modern era mastermind, and just will go down as a legendary architect. And we were so thankful that, lack of better words, the stars aligned with being able to coordinate Tom's schedule with our schedule and timeline of being able to try to get number 10 built, established, and opened. And then also with the construction crews, to be able to get them on property. Instead of one, two, we had three construction crews on property to be able to fast forward the program. Really, everything aligned just absolutely perfectly. And we're really excited to showcase it this spring.
Well, I know April 3rd is the opening day, but as far as Ben and Bill go, the rumor has is they've been out there on the property in the last year, walking around five or six times and getting ideas. And I know everybody wants to enjoy the opening of number 10. They want to enjoy the U.S. Open, but I got to believe at some point not long after that, Ben and Bill, as soon as they have a hole in their schedule, maybe they'll get out there and start chopping some trees and start moving some dirt. And that second 18-hole course that's planned for that area will get underway.
Well, anytime we have Bill Corr and Ben Crenshaw on property, it's always a delight to hear, no matter where they are on our property, to hear what they have to say about the landscape and what can be improved and what we should do with it. So as far as another golf course, you know, that's to be determined, but it's always a pleasure having both of those individuals on property with us.
Well, Matt, I know that some work was done and it reopened last year and it looked great. And there's also some building going out on number 8. So you've spent your share of time out there. And if somebody hasn't played number 8 in several years, what's going to be different the next time they come back?
Oh, sure. So back in 2022, we did a soft renovation, if you will, of number 8. We phrase mowed the fairways to get the thatch out, make the fairways firm and fast again, as Tom Pazio had originally intended. We resurfaced the greens with Tiff Eagle and expanded the greens back out to their original footprint. So we did a little bit of on-course maintenance, a little bit of TLC, you know, after being open for 25 years or so, that needed to be done. A real marquee change was the clubhouse. We completely gutted the clubhouse and brought that up to modern day standards, revamped the bar area, completely revamped the restaurant, put a nice fresh look into the golf shop, added about 900 square feet to that to be able to add a little bit more retail, updated the locker rooms, and then you still have the beautiful veranda overlooking the pine trees, the back nine of the golf course, and so moving forward in 2025, we've actually broken ground already on cottage sites. So we'll have 9 cottages right in between the 9th fairway and 10th fairway of course number 8, and we're really excited to have a lodging product that oversees the golf course.
I know that's one of the things Tom Pashley mentioned to me. He goes, one day we realized that we really didn't have any rooms that looked out on a golf course somewhere, and we wanted to try to make some changes where at least some people would be able to have that experience when they wake up in the morning. Matt, tell us overall about the operation, because the last few years, you know, they call COVID now the golf booming pandemic, and I know it's probably been busier times for you and your staff, but what's it been like as more and more people come to Pinehurst because there's more and more reasons to be here, but at the same time, more and more people playing golf. And Pinehurst, there's a lot of great destination properties out there all over the country and around the world, but I'm not sure there's any of them that got 10 or 11 golf courses, which is part of the reason I think that people come here, because they know they can find a place to play.
You know, Rory, for us, we like to think of our facility, Pinehurst Resort and Country Club, as the cradle of American golf. And for us to be able to have individuals come on property and continue to grow the game and have more individuals playing, it's just so special and near and dear to our hearts. So the way that the COVID pandemic really launched the golf resurgence back into the game has been really great for us. As with any guest that comes on property, we strive to create a U.S. Open experience for them every single time, and we try to exceed all their expectations. So with more individuals on property, that just means we have to have more resources, such as bodies, to be able to make sure that we're exceeding those expectations. So getting our staffing levels back up to the appropriate level and the course conditioning levels back to where they should be has been a strong priority to us coming out of COVID, and we feel like we're back to a level playing field again.
Well, a few years back, while Gil Hans was working on number 4 and putting the cradle in as well, there was a little movement up in that area with course 1 and course 3, and you shifted a couple of holes and did things. Has all of that settled back in? And just overall, it looks like the cradle has not only been just an absolute success here, but it's been the driving force for so many other properties to include some kind of golf part, whether you call it a short course, a par 3 course, whatever, putting that into their mix of courses and offering that option to their guests. What kind of reaction do you hear from about the cradle, the par 3 course? And just sometimes, do you ever just go out there and kind of watch people play and see things, you know, maybe that mom or dad walking around with the junior golfers and teaching them about the game and seeing all sorts of great experiences happening right outside the door here.
The cradle for us, we'll look back on in probably less than 50 years and say that was one of the best things that we've ever did or ever done. And for us, the cradle is nothing but fun. It's 789 yards. Theoretically, you can hit putter off of every single tee box. It's for the beginner of the game that has never played the game before to the professional that shoots scratch golf. It's meant to be fun. It's meant to be inclusive. It's meant to grow the game. I've told this story multiple times in reference to going out there and seeing individuals out. Right after we had just finished building the cradle and Thistle Dew, which is our 75,000 square foot putting green, 18-hole putting course, walk out onto our veranda, and sometimes you can take for granted just being at the same place day in, day out. So it's a refresher just to be able to go out, look over the facility and all of its beauty and just, you know, take it all in, if you will. And I was sitting on the veranda overlooking the Thistle Dew, and I see, you know, two older ladies out there that had to be in their 70s or 80s. One was with a walker, and it just put a smile on my face knowing that we're still able to give an opportunity for an individual that's in a walker to still enjoy the game of golf and have fun with it. And then, you know, besides that, you see, you know, a kid that's, you know, running out there that's maybe, you know, 2.5 feet tall with a putter in their hand. So you see, you know, all aged demographics and just all walks of life out there. And again, it's meant to be fun. And I think that's what we've accomplished with the cradle.
Any message you'd like to send to golfers who either A, haven't been here in a while, or B, have never come to Pinehurst about coming out here and being a part of the Pinehurst golf experience?
As the Cradle of American Golf, we strive to create a golf experience as true and as authentic as we possibly can. And for those enthusiasts and those that are just starting out their journey in their golf career, we would love to see them here on property. And again, we have a variety of different golf courses, from course one that's a little bit more forgiving to course number two, which Dyle Ross coined the fairest test of championship golf that he ever designed. So we have really everything and anything in between. So we'd love to have you on property. We'd love to have you stay with us and come enjoy our golf courses.
Matt Barksdale, Director of Golf, Pinehurst Resort. Thanks for joining us here at Golfers on Golf.